A surprising and confusing decision today from the world's largest oil-producing countries. Members of OPEC agreed to cut production while at the same time raising official production limits. The move led some analysts to call the gesture smoke and mirrors, an attempt to take over Iraq's share of OPEC production. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from the OPEC meeting in Vienna.
Officials said this was the first meeting ever without an Iraqi representative. Discussions were supposed to be about dealing with the after effects of the second Gulf War, about keeping prices at a profitable level after OPEC members opened the taps to offset a pre-war price spike. But instead, analysts said, OPEC members divvied up production in such a way as to take over Iraq's output, some 2 million barrels a day. OPEC President Abdullah bin Hamad al-Attiyah explained the move was only a temporary one.
You know, Iraq is a member of OPEC, is one of the founders, and I think Iraq will be continuing OPEC, hopefully, and it will play its main role. And hopefully that we will see Iraq in the future taking its seat again in OPEC.
The measures decided include boosting the production quotas, which OPEC members frequently ignore, all while promising to lower overall production. They had analysts scratching their heads. Many said OPEC was struggling to deal with the new reality in Iraq. They said in any case, when Iraq does get back on its feet and is ready to export, it will have to gain proper legal status for buyers to confidently sign contracts. Rad Al-Qadiri of PFC Energy says right now Iraq sells under the legal protection of the UN's Oil for Food program, an exception to the broad UN sanctions on Iraq.
The UN role is very significant. Under the Oil for Food deal, Iraqi exports are protected from being seized and by companies or countries or individuals that have legal and financial claims against the government of Iraq.
Al-Qadiri warns that who owns Iraq's oil will be a major issue in the weeks to come, and that Washington will have to go the UN route if it wants to use Iraqi oil for reconstruction. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Vienna.